We had temperatures, air temperatures in the 20s and 30s below zero for much of the last week. We had wind chill indexes in the 40s and 50s below zero. And that made conditions hard enough for quote-unquote regular folks. It was particularly difficult, if not life-threatening, for folks that had no homes to go to, who were living outdoors or who were on the street when the cold snap hit. Joel Kilgore of the Loaves and Fishes community joins us on the phone this morning to talk about our shelters in an overflow and overcrowded situation. Joel, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa.
Is there any way of knowing how many people were actually living outdoors, camping outdoors, living on the street when the cold snap hit?
Well, it's really hard to tell. We, Duluth has experienced a huge upsurge in homelessness in the last few years. Over the summer, we estimated that as many as 200 people were sleeping outside. But during the winter, people tend to call in whatever favors they have, family or friends, and couch hop and do what they can to survive. I think there were several dozen people that I'm aware of that were living outside when the cold snap hit. Luckily, all the people that we have contact with, we were able to get inside, either to Chum or to Loaves and Fishes or to Detox.
Well, the street outreach team put out an APB and said, let us know about folks that are living outside so that you could contact them. I think some people, I think you find yourself, and it's horrifying, paraphrasing Ebenezer Scrooge. And you're saying, well, are there no shelters? Why didn't folks go to the shelters that existed when the cold snap hit?
Well, there are lots of reasons. Both Chum and Loaves and Fishes have been over capacity for a long time. We literally have people sleeping on the floor and in our laundry room here at Dorothy Day House. Chum has people sleeping on the floor. So you can understand why people would want to live in a less crowded environment if they're able. Certainly in the summer, it might be nice to camp outside. But also, people experiencing homelessness are a diverse bunch, just like any of us. There are people with mental health issues and chemical dependency that prevent them from living inside. Imagine having anxiety disorder or Asperger's and being told that your only option for housing is to sleep in an overcrowded shelter. It's not possible for some people. There's also not very many shelter options for couples, so couples that want to stay together are often forced to live outside or spend down whatever reserves they have to stay in a motel.
So the street outreach team put out this all-points bulletin on social media and through the conventional media, asking folks to get in touch with them if they knew or saw somebody who was living outside. What was the response? What did the community do?
Well, we got a great response. We got tips on some new folks that we haven't encountered before. There's a lot of hidden homeless. I think sometimes people assume that outreach workers are in touch with all of the homeless population in Duluth, but there really are a lot of people out there who are on their own. They might not know what the resources are, don't know where to go for shelter or for food. So those tips have been incredibly helpful and probably saved several lives. We've also gotten a lot of calls on the hotline for people wanting to help, so that was really heartwarming. Community, Duluth here really steps up.
Well, that was the next thing. Suddenly, I start to see postings on social media saying the hotline is not the line you use to make donations. That seemed right. Like good news. What was the community doing there?
In terms of donations,
right?
It was an overwhelming response from the community. Both Loaves and Fishes and Chum were getting donation after donation of warm clothes and other needs. So much so that we actually have, we pretty much have all the winter gear that we need right now. People were incredibly generous.
So now the weather is moderating a little bit. We're looking at temperatures in the upper 20s. What is that going to mean now? What happens now?
Well, homelessness is with us all year long. It's important to remember that. I mean, I think it's on people's minds when it's extremely cold, but there are always people living on the street. So our outreach team is going to be continuing to connect with them. We have a lot of, as I said before, we're doing pretty well on the outdoor gear. But we've been housing a lot more people here at Loaves and Fishes. We want to, even though it's 20 above, we don't want people sleeping outside unless it's not safe weather, even at this temperature, to do that. So we have a, you know, there's more of a strain on our household resources. And right now what we're asking for is it's help to just keep the household functioning. We need food and basic supplies to keep the house going. Cash donations are always welcome.
On Monday, a homeless bill of rights is going to go before the city council. Is it just a coincidence that this is coming before the city council right on the heels of this cold snap that has really drawn attention to the plight of folks that are homeless?
Yes, in some ways. But the process was, the homeless bill of rights was something that came out of a summit meeting in May of last year of service providers and people experiencing homelessness that were reviewing the county's 10-year plan to end homelessness, how that was working and how we might want to change the plan in light of the increasing numbers of people on the street. So one of the ideas was this homeless bill of rights to decriminalize homelessness, meaning that, you know, often the community takes a law enforcement approach to homelessness if people are sleeping outside where they're not wanted, especially if they have they're exhibiting some serious mental health issues. The tendency is to just want to move them along. And this homeless bill of rights would say that, you know, it's not a crime to be homeless. It's not a crime to be out on the street trying to meet your basic needs, and really put the responsibility then on the community as a whole, both law enforcement but also advocates and the city, to come up with solutions for people to get off the streets. So that it gained momentum in September when the city was threatening to evict a group of campers from under the freeway downtown. And those campers came together to talk about their options, and what they asked for was a homeless bill of rights, because they said they were experiencing on a day-to-day basis discrimination because of their homeless status by law enforcement, by business owners, by all kinds of people. And that was a huge barrier to them getting on their feet and getting into housing.
Joel, thank you so much, though, for taking some time to chat with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joel Kilgore is with the Loaves and Fishes community.